Who's taking a wit, or who's taking a shit, and he's quick with his wit?
Hey, it's me, I'm Rollo.
Who likes outlet stores and white trash whores?
Hey guys, it's me, I'm Rollo. Welcome to Podcastrophe.
What is up, everybody? This is episode 5 of Podcastrophe. I am joined here today by a very special guest from work. He is, He's quite the character.
Hi, guys. How you doing? And to all the ladies out there, I'm accepting applications, so don't worry.
You're taking and accepting applications.
I'm always accepting applications. So if you feel like it, you know, Subaru, it would be 5511 State Road 38 East. You can drop your resumes off in the front office, have them forwarded or faxed to Tom Gibson at extension 46385. Other than that, yeah, we're doing good. We're rolling live, and I like what we got going here.
Do you?
I do.
Now, Richard, his name is Richard. You go by many names, much like myself.
I have acquired many names over the years.
Let's roll these off. Let's roll these off.
As I love the pun there. So I have gone by Rollo, which is just the first letter of my first name and the three letters of my last name, hence the Rollo. Then, slowly but surely, we started rap battling, and I became Rollo the Destroyer.
Yeah.
And then I became, let's just say one day I went to work, and I was on prescription medication from the doctor, and I became Rollo the Aquarius.
Oh, that was such a fun day.
Oh my God, what a day. That was my time machine day. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh my goodness. I came to work and it was 11 o'clock and I was like, have I been here the entire time?
See, and apparently I was. We were still on night shift when you did that, right?
Oh, night shift.
That fun place.
Night shift, I acquired white cheddar because we started the rapping phase where we were trying to do the nerdcore rapping for a while. And then when I was calm and just rapping normally, I acquired the name of Cheddar White.
Cheddar White.
Cheddar White.
Now, do you have any, like, any material you can spit at us? Spit out some bars, bro.
I you know what? I have that one that I wrote for a friend of ours.
Yeah?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
It goes a little something like this. It goes, tell me about the candy. It's short and sweet. I want to lick on your pussy and suck on your feet. And if you're in my bed, you're out of luck. Because if Joe goes down, Joe don't fuck. Let me tell you a story about my dick. It's just big enough to break your hips. But it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. But every time I hit on girls, I go home to hand lotion.
Oh shit,
that's a Rollo original.
Yes. Now you've came up with quite a few. You come up with stuff all the time, like, and it just seems like completely off the cuff. You never know what you're gonna say. I never know what you're gonna say.
It is never I would say that I do about a good 35 to maybe 45 seconds of prepping. So it's pretty much off the cuff. Yeah. It's what comes to mind, and I know that rhymes. I would consider myself like the Weird Al Yankovic of rapping.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I don't parody songs, but I would say that my style would be along that genre.
Okay. Like comedy core. Stuff like that.
Definitely. A lot of like, you know, 13-year-old Bloodhound Gang influence from, you know, over 17 years now. I would say that Jimmy Papa Lee is definitely an idol of mine. I would say that he really brought to the table what I wasn't able to. as far as I never went to Hollywood and was able to.
Yeah. You weren't friends with Bam Margera and stuff like that.
So. No, no. And I did not get to rap with the great late Vanilla Ice. I say late because I believe Vanilla Ice is back in prison.
So that makes him dead.
Well, he's dead to society right now.
I mean, honestly.
He'll be back again. For some odd reason, that man, he's like MC Hammer. That guy just does not fucking go away. Have you seen his new 3M commercial? Scotch tape. Scotch tape. The guy who couldn't touch this, now it won't fall off the wall.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. What time is it? It's Scotch Guard time.
Okay, so let's rewind a little bit.
Okay.
2 years ago, Nick Torres and I were talking about starting this podcast.
This, yes.
A different form of this podcast, but it was basically this podcast with this name, Podcastrophy. And you caught wind of that, and you would not leave us alone.
No.
About being on this.
No, I remember this day.
You had so many ideas and you were throwing them all at us, and then the podcast just never happened. And so you were really excited. So a couple months ago when I decided I was doing this, I told you, and I finally announced it to the world. And then I told you at work, I said, Richard, I know you're going to get really excited. I'm starting a podcast. And then I just saw your eyes just light up and the biggest smile form on your face. And before you could say anything, I said, and yes, you are going to be on it.
Oh my goodness. I remember this has been 2 years in the waiting.
Yes.
I remember wanting to write your theme song. I remember writing theme songs on pieces of paper, getting caught by Kathy Ray. And she was asking me if I was doing my job. And I said, yes and no. Technically, I'm working for Blaine and Nick right now because I'm writing their theme song, and she didn't understand. Most people don't.
Do you remember any of those theme songs? Or?
No, but I do remember.
It's been a while, yeah.
I do remember that I want to do a theme song like, it's Podcastrophy! Listen up, you're going to need therapy! You know?
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. You're like, it's going to be a podcast!
It's going to be a fucking podcast! Yeah!
Yeah, so like when I told you this, and you asked me when you were going to be on, I said, I don't really know yet. I wanted to get a couple under my belt. And honestly, I didn't know. I have no idea how this show is going to go because I don't know what you're going to say.
I did a little prepping. So if
and
we could,
I did tell you, I said, be yourself.
If we could show the audience.
Yeah.
This is what my, okay, I know you're going to see a little glare.
For those listening, we are live streaming this on Facebook right now.
This right here is what my omelet came on this morning. It was basically my breakfast. And Blaine told me this morning that I needed to have a list. And as if anyone knows me or anyone out there in the world listening, this is about as prepared as I come. Okay. I have this list and I have probably an 18-year-old condom in my wallet. That lets you know how little I prepare. I've never changed it out either. But Blaine told me today that I had to have a list.
Oh, you were throwing ideas at me. I was like, hey, dude, just make a list. Make a list of things you want to talk about.
And
so we have a rundown today. We have an agenda.
Okay. So I thought we'd come on the show and we'd really talk about this whole NFL scandal that's going on. But then I was like, that's not really metal.
That's been quite a hot topic on my Facebook today, but I'm not going to get into that.
I've got my feelings for it, but I've got better ones, like Madonna's overly muscular vagina. Like that's a very hot topic
right
now.
Yeah. Do you want to just go in order of this, or do you just want to pick and choose?
You know what? Let's do the pick and choose.
Okay.
Okay. But I would like to start with how seeing your dad's penis at a young age could ruin you for the rest of your life.
I completely agree. Like, that's a coming of age thing for a lot of young men, you know, seeing your dad's penis
for the first time.
And you know, it does ruin you because you're just like, is for a couple reasons. One, I don't know if you felt inadequate because you're a child
at the time.
You're a child
at the time.
But at the same time, you're like, is this what I have to look forward to?
At the same time, I looked at my dad and I said, wait till that puberty hits. I will be bigger than you.
Like, there's that Dane Cook joke where he's like, I'll never forget it. Like, my dad always wore this robe that was too small for him. And like one day one of the folds just happened to go over and I saw everything. And he just looked at me and he said words that will haunt me for the rest of my days. He's like, one day this will all be yours.
Oh, the late great Dane Cook.
I miss Dane Cook. I think he's got something. He's done some recent stuff, but I'm not entirely sure.
I'm pretty sure that he's sharing a jail cell with Vanilla Ice right now. Have we?
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. No one knows. Like, he left. Like, as soon as he fell off, it was like, where did Dane Cook go? Where did all the Cowboys go? Yippee-o, yippee-yay. You know,
I miss Dane Cook a lot.
I do. I remember seeing his first stand up, and it was when he did the whole Christ mix. You know, mm-hmm. You open it up, and an angel pops out, and it's like, oh. And, you know, then he talked about the bread of Christ and how the body of Christ was a little stale. And he just had so many good things. And then all of a sudden, you were just tired of the, Dane Cook! Dane Cook!
You know? I mean, I think he had like one.
Ah, Dane Cook!
Yeah. He had like one stand up that I was like, eh, it's okay. He had this, I think it was Rough Around the Edges. It was one of them that came after.
Was that after Listen?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sounds.
Listen.
Sounds.
The only one I really remember was A Vicious Circle.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know if that was. Is that the one he sold out Madison Square?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. And it was amazing that then a man with those ridden with ADHD was able to actually sell out Madison Square Garden and be able to pay attention long enough to notice that he had done it.
Yeah. So. But back to the topic.
Back to the topic. Well, I feel I will never forget my dad's penis. I will never forget it. I will never forget it for the sheer fact that it was my dad's penis. Besides my own, it was basically the second penis I ever saw.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I remember seeing it, and it was just through underwear. Okay. It was just, you know, just popping out just enough to say, hey, I was just doing things to your mother. Cause I was knocking on the door, and he opened the door and he said, what the fuck do you want? And I said, I want to talk to mom. And mom's busy. And I noticed my dad's penis. And I'll tell you what, I would be safe to say that I've watched 1,000 pornos. I mean, 5-minute clips, 10-minute clips tops. Because mm-hmm. we all know that when you watch porno,
you never watch the actual thing.
To the good stuff.
Yes.
You know? And I've seen a lot of penises. I've seen 25 guys ejaculate on the same woman. And if you were to take those 25 guys and just my dad, I would not remember the other 25. You could put them in a lineup and I'd be like, that's my dad's penis. I know that's my dad's penis. If something tragic were to ever happen to my father and he were to die, and the only thing that got left, he got in a bad car crash and all that was left was his dick. And I had to go to the coroner's office and they were like, hey, we need you to identify this guy. As they pulled back the sheet, I would look down and I'd be like, that's my dad. That's how much this has ruined me.
Wow. It didn't really ruin me. Like, I just kind of accepted it. I was like, oh, he's got a penis too. And it's bigger. It's a lot bigger. I'm a kid. That's all I can really remember. I don't really remember.
There is so much
it ruining
girth.
Me. There's so much girth. Yeah. What I do remember, though.
Why did mom leave you?
Okay, so in middle school. Okay, so the Delphi Community Middle School and High School are connected, okay?
Okay.
In the middle, there's a giant gymnasium, and there's locker rooms that get shared by the middle school and the high school. I remember at one point we went on a tour, or not a tour, but like, for whatever reason, we were in the locker room at the same time as the high schoolers, and they all showered, obviously. It's what you do.
You were in there while they were showering?
Yeah, in middle school.
Oh, fuck.
It might have been elementary. I don't know.
Just before you tell the story, your dad was not in the shower.
No.
Okay.
He was not.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with my dad.
Okay, good.
So instead of my dad scarring me or sticking in my memory, this is what stuck in my memory. So, of course, high school guys, they come out, they're in the shower, they're fucking butt ass naked. And of course, they're cool with themselves. They're so cool with themselves that they know we are uncomfortable with this.
Oh.
So what do? They fucking run out and start helicopter dicking us and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
And all I can think is like,
Petey Pablo.
Oh my God. Their penises are so fucking huge. And so going up, when I became one of those high schoolers, I couldn't help but think, like, cause, okay, so you grow up, you don't really realize, like, you're growing up, because you're you every day.
Yes.
You don't realize it. So, like, growing up, I kept looking down at myself and being like, why am I not as big as they were? And I was just like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Oh, shit. You know what? I was blessed with 5.5 inches of goodness. Not too much, not too little. And, you know, I'm proud of what I've grown into. Definitely as a child, I was concerned because I was
you were
like,
concerned as a child.
I looked at it and I was
you thought to yourself, oh my God, this ain't going to do shit.
I was 9 years old when I first saw I accidentally saw my first porno. If anyone out there is listening, does anyone remember the Spice Channel?
Yes.
The Spice. Holy shit. That is so old school. I got that channel on a cheater box that my mom's boyfriend gave us. And one night I was watching like HBO softcore and I changed the channel. I wasn't watching softcore because that was what I was into at 9 years old, but it was just what was on at 1 a.m. And all of a sudden I stumbled upon a man and a woman and he was entering her. And he had a log the size of King Kong's forearm. And I thought to myself, my dick is nowhere near this size. Like, how is it ever going to grow this size and girth? It never did. Man. It grew, just not.
I'm trying to think of my first porno experience. Like, growing up, I grew up in two separate homes. Well, I grew up in my dad's home, but I would go to my mom's on the weekend. And
by the way, that's another topic. That'd be topic five.
I guess we were talking about
which is how hot Blaine's mom is. Just kidding. It's not a real topic. It was just for the omelet tray.
Anyway, so they had satellite TV. They had I think they had DirecTV out. It was out in the middle of nowhere, way out past McCutcheon High School and all that. And I remember I was just they had it. Every room had this satellite TV. They had a box in every room. My ex-stepdad was fucking loaded. So
they've all been loaded.
Nah, not all of them. I think one of them has not, and my dad also not. But I'd go there on the weekends, and I'd be in the basement playing video games or something, or I'd decide to watch a movie, and I'd be flipping through the channels, and we had all of the fucking channels. All of the channels. Oh, you have some Fireball.
Yeah, I bought a shot. I didn't know if I was gonna get nervous on the show or not.
Aw. Get it. Yeah.
You stumbled upon, how old were you?
I think I was like 8, maybe 9, so roughly the same age.
Did you ever
have one of those channels? Okay, so it was like one of those channels that never came in, right? But you'd flip to it, and like for a split second, you'd see porn.
Yes.
And then it would cut out.
Yes.
And you would have to keep. I would have to keep flipping back and forth between the channels just to see boobies.
I love boobies. I love boobies so much.
Just to see some boobies. That was at my dad's. We had like, it was weird. It was so weird.
I would have to say that I have been obsessed with tits since I came out of my mother because I was breastfed. Which was probably the wrongest thing my parents ever did for me. Because if anyone knows who I am, I'm going to Walmart after this to hit on cashiers. Or Speedway. Or Taco Bell.
Fact.
Or Burger King. Or McDonald's. or any other restaurant that women make minimum wage, because for some odd reason, I'm attracted to that. Just kidding. That was my 20s. This is my
30s. That was his shtick for a while.
It was my shtick for a while. I don't know why. I had like an obsession.
He liked hitting up the fucking Circle K. And,
God,
you know.
Damn, I had an obsession. I loved fucking dive bar whores, and I loved fucking dive bar workplaces. Like if I could
dive bar workplaces.
If I could have worked at Wabash, I don't know how many employees they have, but I would say that if they had 1,000 employees and 100 of them were women, I'd have slept with 98 of them just because of how trashy they were. That's probably the wrong thing to say, because I know that not everybody at Wabash is trashy, but yeah. 98% of them fucking are. Just saying.
It's because they hire anybody.
Get them while they're desperate, bro.
Or maybe they used to. I don't know if they still do.
If you have low self-esteem, you are for me. Ladies, remember, 5511 North 38th Street, Subaru of America.
Quit giving out our fucking workplace's address. God damn it.
I would you know, I've grown to love Subaru.
Yeah, me too.
Ever since I got to Day
Shift.
I've
always liked it.
I have always liked it. I mean, we had a really good crew with us on nights, but then when we came to Days,
all the good people came to Days
at one time.
Yeah, and then all the shitty people
that
were on Days.
Let's talk about your friend Calvin.
Oh, my friend Calvin.
Why do you guys have such this, I don't even know the words to describe what you guys have. You guys have this love-hate relationship between you.
It is really weird. Okay, so now that this is officially going to be on record, I doubt he'll ever listen to this, but if he does, I don't care. That's all right. I don't have any problem with Calvin.
No, I know you don't. That's the thing.
I have zero issue with him. See, what happened? Okay, so when I got hired full, I went to night shift, and I moved over to the A-line Sealer 2 team. I went from B-line to A-line. And so,
I went from minimum wage to full-time, basically what you're saying.
Essentially, because we were working all that overtime.
Okay.
And so I would work with Alan. I would work with Olivia and a bunch of other people. And then I'd work with Calvin, and I was just training. So, like, of course, I didn't really talk much when I was training. I was focused on getting the job learned. And I think I was mostly talking to Alan.
You know, I remember this. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I remember for an entire year, I tried to get you two fuckers to talk, and you're like, we're going to go from November to November. And I'm like, the fuck you are. I'm going to find a way to make you two motherfuckers talk. And then all of a sudden, it was like a year and 6 months later, you're like, Richard, never believe this. I'm like, what? They're like, Blaine and Calvin talked to him, like, God damn it, I wasn't part of this.
We've barely shared words.
You barely. Have shared some moments.
We have. But anyway, so it came time that I was working on the job. Station 15.
My favorite station.
No one out there really knows unless they work where we work. So Station 15. And so we're kind of close to each other, working alongside each other.
Do you mind if I...
Yeah, go for it. Puff away on your vape. We get it. You vape, bro. Anyway, so it came time. I was done training. I was signed off on the job, and I was ready to work by myself with the person next to me. So we would work next to each other. And back then, I wasn't nearly as outgoing as I am now.
No, you were pretty quiet.
I was really quiet, shy. I mean, don't get me wrong. You could get me out of my shell, and I would be a fucking hoot. But
hoot hoot. If any owls are listening, he's available.
But like basically the way I would handle people talking to me was, or the way I would talk to people is, or I'd break the ice essentially, is I would wait for them to talk, say something to me. If not, okay, I'm cool with not talking. Like I'll just stay in my head all fucking quarter, all fucking night, whatever. Like I'm not a person that I don't need to talk to people. But if they talk to me, I'm cool with it.
So I for the record am not that person. I need to talk. If you don't talk, I will talk to you. And if you don't talk back, you will listen to everything I have to say.
You will not only talk to that person, but you will talk to the person beside you.
The six people that surround you, lives will be fucking devastated if you do not talk to me.
Fact. Anyway. So I would wait for people to talk to me first, and then that's when I would start talking to them. Well, he never started talking to me. Every now and then I would sneeze. and he would say, bless you. And I would say, thank you. And that was the extent of it. He would sneeze, but I wouldn't say bless you because I don't believe I need to say bless you. It's a bodily function. Why the fuck? Anyway, I mean, I appreciate it when it's said to me, but cool, whatever. So he started getting offended, I guess. From what I heard, that I wasn't talking to him. And then other people started noticing that we weren't talking. I think it was like two or three months in, people started noticing. I don't know why it took them that long to notice, but so what's this? I didn't even read what it said. So I just saw his text.
I was told not to tell you. It's got to be separate from work.
Oh, anyway. So people started desperately trying to get us to talk. Like,
all of us did.
Oh, yeah. Like Jeremiah, he kept walking. He's like, hey, all you got to do is ask him, like, how much does a polar bear weigh?
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, nah, dude, if he wants to talk to me, he can talk to me. Otherwise, whatever. I don't care. And then at that point, it became a game. Like, both of us were just not talking to each other on purpose to see who would break first. I think I broke first because he asked, like, a question at our morning meeting or beginning of the shift meeting. And I just, without thinking, just answered him. So, it's not much, but it was there. Fast forward to when we were on day shift, we were working next to each other and he didn't realize it was me. He thought it was somebody else and immediately just, he immediately just like starts talking to me like I was this other person. And then I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Is he really actually talking to me right now? I got excited. I got genuinely excited. I was like, he's like, man, I'm fucking tired, man. I'm like, I just had this wide-eyed stare and like, yeah. He's like, yeah, man, like I've been fighting sleep all day and shit. And I'm like, yeah, me too, man. I about passed out on break. And he looks so, then I see him out of the corner of my eye. He looked at me and then he just stopped talking. And I didn't even realize he stopped talking. I think you were working on 9. You were working on station 9, we were on 10, and we just all started talking. But like, he was not talking to me anymore.
I do not remember these days. I did, you have to understand. I remember
this was over a year ago, a year and a half ago.
I definitely don't remember. I definitely don't remember. If we all know, Rolo went through a pharmaceutical prescription drug phase to where I would say that maybe a year ago. It's probably been a good year that I got my head on my ass.
Yes. And you know, we are all so happy that you did.
I did. it was glorious to watch me work 5 straight days and then 10 straight days and then go, shit, this is the kind of money you can make.
Yeah.
So.
Not to mention, we all respect you a hell of a lot more.
A lot more. Let's move on. Let's talk number 2. Troll dolls are possibly based on a racist corporation.
Go on. I don't really have anything to say about this. So like, just let's hear what you have to say about this.
I don't know what made me think about this the other day, but we have, and I don't mean it's in any racist way. I've never worked with black people at Subaru because we had never had black people that worked with us. We was just always like white people and Mexican people. And, we have, since, you know, 2 years ago when we really expanded and ramped up, we have really diversified. I mean, we've got people from everywhere, you know?
Yeah. I'm not happy. Not about the diversity, but I'm not happy about the lower standards of hiring right now.
I will agree with you on that. Your skin color does not bother me.
No.
Because trust me, we've got all colors of all different types and there's shit bags in every group. But it made me start thinking. My daughter right now is obsessed with the movie Trolls.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, Sophia, shout out. Daddy loves you. But I started thinking, have I ever seen a Mexican troll doll? I have not. And I'm talking about the original, you know, 85, you know, to like 95 run of troll dolls. and, you know, my years of youth. And then I thought to myself, have you ever seen a black troll doll? I have not.
I can't say I have.
Have you ever seen...
I don't think I've paid attention.
...an Asian troll doll?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, so now it leads me to another corporation, the Stretch Armstrong Corporation.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever seen a black Stretch Armstrong?
That is possible.
But...
Go on. I'm going to look this up while you're going.
Have you ever seen a Asian Stretch Armstrong? I have not. I have not. Have you ever seen a Mexicano version of Stretch Armstrong? These, and now here's where I'll sum it up. If you have seen the movie Trolls, the New Age movie Trolls, they are all fucking weird colors. Okay.
Now, okay. So are we talking about like the actual brand Stretch Armstrong?
Yes.
Or off brand?
No, no.
Because I have found a black Stretch Armstrong.
You are fucking kidding.
But it is not. It's an off brand. It's an off brand. So I guess it doesn't count.
No fucking. It's off brand. I'm talking about the actual on brand. Who the fuck would buy? What's the name of that
thing? It says Stretch Wrestlers.
Stretch Wrestlers. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, I think it's just white Stretch Armstrong. Wow, there's a, oh, what's his fucking name?
Look at the Stretch Armstrong dolls. I had like four of those fucking things. They were bad. Oh, shit.
Rowdy Piper.
Rowdy.
Stretch Armstrong. It may actually be the same brand. It's just a special run of them. I'm not sure.
I just always have felt that toy companies should be multi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should be diverse. I don't understand. I know I played with a lot of toys as a kid. The Ninja Turtles. Did you ever see a black Ninja Turtle? I'm just kidding. No, we did not see black Ninja Turtles. We do not need to bring this into a Black Lives Matter issue because Ninja Turtles were green. They're all fucking green.
Yes.
They're one color. I am in no
one color.
I am in
one
no
love.
Way, shape, or form. Oh, yes. Stretch Armstrong. They did have a red guy. They had a green guy. And I believe they had a purple guy. But that was when they had those were the Stretch Armstrong Warriors. And they also had the pump Stretch Armstrong, you know, where you took the pump in and you went.
Oh, yeah. I think I had that.
Yes, I had that. The Warriors, they had like a, if anyone remembers Nickelodeon Foam. Or Nickelodeon, Floam.
Floam, yeah,
Floam.
Yeah.
That's what those guys felt like was Floam.
Shout out to Joe Britt for saying something about the red Stretch Armstrong.
Yes, shout out to you. That's what, it triggered it. If you look, they may have had a green one, but I know they definitely had a red, a purple, and they might have had a yellow guy too. But I know that Stretch Armstrong battled these guys is what the thing was behind them. Because I remember having them. Hell, I remember having Stretch Armstrong toys that actually weren't Stretch Armstrong. Oh, who is that? Caitlin? Caitlin Bard? Are you
Caitlin Baird?
Okay, if you're a list, is it Bard?
Baird.
Baird? Beard?
I went to high school.
Where are we at here? Where are we at, Caitlin? Help us here. Show us, send us a comment of the exact correct pronunciation of thou'st name.
It is Baird.
Baird.
It's Baird.
Baird?
Baird.
Bard?
Baird.
Bayrid.
I went to high school with her.
And her husband.
All of which are going to be future guests on this podcast.
Future guests.
I don't know when.
Podcast.
But they will be on.
OG Power Rangers. Yellow Ranger is Asian. Yes.
Black Power Ranger is black. And yes. The White Power Ranger
is white. I do remember that because the Pink Power Ranger was also white. And the Blue Power Ranger was also white.
She actually did a pronunciation in the comments. Baird.
Baird. Is it Pan or Pam? My brother here is going to help me out.
Pan? What?
Pan or Pam. Stepbrothers, bro. Didn't we just do you not want to go do karate in the garage after the show?
Dude, it's been a while since I watched Stepbrothers. And that's not a quote that I hear quoted often.
I love Step Brothers. I do too. One of my favorite Will Ferrell movies.
I got pornos from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It's like masturbating in a time machine. I think that's my favorite quote.
I would masturbate in a time machine. I would probably masturbate.
I would masturbate anywhere.
Where is the weirdest place you've ever masturbated?
Oh.
Have you ever, let me ask you a question. Have you ever masturbated at work?
No, I have not.
I plead the fifth.
never have.
Have you ever masturbated at any job you ever worked at?
No, I have not.
Have you ever masturbated in your car? In public?
In public, no. Have I done things?
Have you ever jacked off at a McDonald's?
No, I have not.
Burger King?
Nope.
Speedway?
Nope.
Super Test?
Nope.
Circle K?
Nope.
Walmart?
Nope.
Meijer?
Nope.
Target?
Nope.
That's a high-end store.
No, I have done dirty things with a significant other in my car in a Walmart parking lot during the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a hand job in a parking lot once. I also plead the fifth of where that was at.
I got a blowy.
Ooh.
Many blowies.
Many
throughout.
Are you saying many?
Many.
Pronunciation.
Many.
Use it in a sentence.
I've gotten many blowies.
Spell it.
M-A-N-Y.
Origin of word? Oh.
That's where... That was not me and Joe, Caitlin. Fuck off.
Oh, does she know Joe Grimes?
No, this
oh,
is...
Oh, shit. No. I was hoping to...
Different Joe.
Oh.
Joe Britt in the comments.
Oh!
We all went to high school together.
Oh, hello, Joe Britt.
Joe Britt.
Much like he's the totally... NFL, we're about to start a Boston Tea Party. I smell that the British are coming soon.
Yeah?
The NFL. It is very upsetting to see what's going on right now in the NFL.
I think it's so fucking stupid.
I think that...
How do you feel about the taking a knee thing?
All right, it all depends on what context you use it in. If we're saying that we're doing it because we believe the NFL is racist, I think you guys are fucking stupid because 74% of all NFL players are fucking black.
I haven't heard that.
Yes.
I haven't heard that it's because the NFL is racist.
If you are doing it because Colin Kaepernick and you feel that, you know, he was wronged because he first did it, well, you know, he did it, and people don't realize he kneeled for the national anthem because his Muslim girlfriend and he didn't believe in the American ways. Well, let me tell you something about fucking America, pal. My people, my family, my brothers, my sisters all went and have shed blood for over 200 years for that flag that is flying and the freedoms that I have. So I will stand and never kneel because I will always remember and honor the ones that gave me the freedoms that I have today. Either, you know, it doesn't matter what circumstance you do it under. The sheer fact of it is get the fuck up off your knees. All right. You're getting paid multi-millions of dollars to throw a goddamn pigskin. Okay. That's a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen A League of Our Own?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when our boys were overseas and the women actually came out and played? That is based on a semi-true story. Like Rosie O'Donnell, no, she would never fucking play baseball. I mean, although she is a dyke burly bitch, but it is based on a semi-true story. And we did it because it gave our people here hope. And, yeah. You know, we take the freedoms that we have for granted.
But, you know, it is his freedom to...
It is his freedom to protest.
Yeah.
But it is the fact that our soldiers shed their blood for that freedom. So at least give them the sheer fucking respect that they're earned.
Yeah,
and then
he's not disrespecting them. I don't think he's disrespecting them. Well, okay, so I'm just going to cut you off. I don't see what... him kneeling for the pledge of, or not the pledge of allegiance, the pledge. National anthem. I don't see what that has anything to do with, because he's doing it because he thinks there is so much injustice between the police force and the black community, from what I remember. I'm not very well researched on this, so whatever. But no, so he fucking, he did this because he thinks there's so much injustice against the black community, which I don't see what that has anything to do with the fucking national anthem. At the same time, I believe he has the right to do whatever to silently protest, to non-violently protest against shit. Sure, go for it. Should he be penalized for it? No, I don't think so.
I would have to say, though, dude, you're taking whole NFL teams now, though. You're taking the Steelers, you're taking the Titans, you're taking
half the Colts,
half the Colts, the Houston Texans. And I mean, in all honesty, do you have the right to protest? Yes. But you are also still being paid wages through a job. If I were to protest my job tomorrow, do you think that I would have a job by the end of the day, come 2:30?
Well, that's different.
No,
he's not protesting his job.
I know, but if I were to protest at my job, during job hours.
Oh, yeah, you'd be fucking fired.
Okay.
But that's different.
People pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for tickets to go watch the NFL. It's the fans that pay the players' wages.
Yeah.
So do I think the players owe those fans the respect to stand for the national anthem?
Every team's owned by a general.
Do the fans kneel during the national anthem?
No.
Then why are the players? Because they make more money? So they have the right to protest?
Know. This is a subject that, one, I'm not well researched on. Two, it doesn't really affect me, and I'm kind of neutral on it for the most part, but at the same time, I'm neutral but leaning towards fuck it. They have the right to do it.
I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them at all. I'm not mad at them. I mean, I'm just, it is what it is. I mean, it's just a big topic right now.
It is.
It's a huge topic right now. Let's see. Disney is a pedophile's paradise. This is a very good topic.
Come back to the camera, man.
I'm going to come back to the camera. I'm trying to refill my vapor because you did say I have the right to vape. I don't.
You have the right to vape, yes.
So I hate to admit this. I really hate to admit this because it seems very pervy, but it's not very pervy. So I was watching Disney Channel with my children over the summer, and they had a female performer do a music video. And I said to my girlfriend at the time, I said, oh, my God, the things I would do to her. And she goes, Richard, she's 15. And I said, no way. You cannot dress like that and be 15 years old. And so I Googled this girl. And I couldn't tell you this girl's name. There's so many of them. I mean, Selena Gomez, Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus. But I mean, we all see how Miley went.
Would you fuck Zac Efron?
Oh, shit. Oh, is he fucking me or am I fucking him?
I would say it's mutual.
I would take Zac Efron's dick. Because have you seen Zac Efron in Baywatch? Terrible movie, amazing body. I would kill to have that body. Baywatch?
Oh, Baywatch. Yeah, I saw that recently. That was a really bad movie, but I laughed.
It was terrible.
I laughed.
The Rock is a fucking idiot. Oh, hey, look at this fucking dumb fucking. He's a fucking stupid fuck. You fuck. Shut up, Dwayne. Shut up. Go back to fucking wrestling.
I like the movie for what it was.
Go back to football. You'd be good at kneeling. You have a bad knee anyway. Sore burn. Sore burn. But no, I would. Where were we at now?
Fucking Zac Efron.
Fucking Zac Efron. But no, Disney's pedophile paradise. And I did Google this girl, and she was 4 days away from her 16th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, in some states, 16 is not of legal age with consent.
No.
In my state, it is. She was four.
Is it?
4 days away.
I thought it was 17.
16. In some states, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, it's 14.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It's 16.
What?
But
what the fuck?
Is that Tyler from work?
It is Tyler from work.
Oh, Tyler from work. What's up, motherfucker? And
I want him on here eventually,
too. I do like that guy. He is my fucking thunder.
He's become one of my favorite
people
ever.
This fucking guy fed my lightning all night. Okay? All night, this guy fed my lightning. And we were just one joke after another after another. I mean, that motherfucker is hilarious.
He is just a genuinely good dude.
He is a good dude. I do like him. You know what? I will have to say that Tyler...
McLaughlin.
Real quick, hold on. Age of consent. I'm not really sure where the whole age of consent thing is. But what I got to is basically you have, you know, Zac Efron, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, possibly Angelina Jolie, definitely Christina Aguilera. They were all at one time Disney stars. And, you know, we've all wanted to fuck them. Even back, you know what? Even back when I watched reruns, now when Britney was, you know, 14, it's terrible because I have to think back. I think of Britney now, especially when she shaved her head, and I think to myself, fuck, I would have fucked that. But I was 14 at the time, so it was okay. And now, you know, now I work with people that have done things to people of younger ages, and I have to deal with them. And I believe that Disney is a pedophile's paradise because any pervert can turn on Disney and watch a couple of music videos and, you know, crank one out, you know, and it's not against the fucking law. No.
Maybe it is to talk about it.
It is. I'm not cranking it out to Disney fucking children. I will tell you that much.
Oh my
right?
God.
I crank it out to normal stuff like Bukkake or like mature women or like 72 guys on three girls or like
50 the guy cream pie.
50 guy cream pie. Oh, up top. I love that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know what
that
it is.
That is an actual porno.
I don't know what it is about watching 25 guys cream in one girl and watching it leak out, but fuck, does it make my dick hard.
Today we are getting the very definition of a podcastrophe. This is a complete disaster.
This is what we do. But you know, this is what makes Subaru, you know, people want to say that Subarus are made with love. The love that those are made with is the friendship that we share with each other. Justin Timberlake was on the Mouseketeers.
Yes.
M-O-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river. Cry me a river.
We're done here. I remember asking, I asked, we had an associate relations representative come by, and they always are AR rep. They're basically essentially human resources. And what this guy came by, and he would come by regularly, routinely, and ask us, hey, how you doing? Do you have any concerns? Anything you want to talk about? Normally, I would just be like, no, I'm good, dude. How you been? And just shoot the shit with him for a little bit. But this one time, I just happened to be like, hey, dude, I have a very serious and genuine question. He's like, what's up, man? What's going on? I was like, Kyle, where in the plant is it that they put love in the car? He just looked at me dumbfounded. Because you always see the Subaru commercials. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
A Subaru.
And he just looked at me so dumbfounded. It's like, well, right here. He immediately came up like on the spot. Was like, well, right here, you silly. And...
right here, you silly.
And he's like, you put the love in it. Everybody puts the love in it. I'm like, ugh. Not the answer I wanted, Kyle. I want to know where the fuck I can transfer out of this fucking godforsaken sealer deck.
Oh, fuck.
I always imagined it was a place, like, there's just, like, this room in Subaru where the cars go into the room, and it's just this room full of, like, teddy bears and cotton candy and also, and there's, and the associates in there just stand next to the conveyor, and they just rub the bears on the cars.
This guy comes out with a bottle of Viagra and hands everyone one. It gets dark fast. 25 dicks inside one muffler.
Whoa.
Fuck. No.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done to a car?
I've kissed him.
You've kissed him?
I kiss him all the time. I've kissed him, and I've also worked with one leg in the car and one leg outside the car because I thought if I was supposed to love these cars, I need to be close to them. It was...
We're probably going to get... If this ever gets out, we're probably going to get fired.
we really haven't condoned the Subaru name.
No.
You know? I mean, if it does, well... I feel like we might have a job in podcasting.
Hopefully.
They put hearts in the cars like Build-A-Bear.
Wasn't there like a couple, like it was like a month ago, we were working together and you challenged yourself to do every single car from the exact same position without moving from that position.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah, you did like 15 cars in a row, just not moving your legs one time.
Oh, it was terrible because I ended up fucking hurting myself. Do you know what today is? I think it's Rib Tip Wednesday, or it's Jumbo Shrimp at Wings, etc.
Yeah.
God, I love Jumbo Shrimp from there. It's so good.
Tyler,
what are you doing right now, buddy? Why don't you leave us a little comment here on the live feed? Is that a selfie stick?
No.
Is that an?
That is literally just it's an iPad stand.
I can attach it
to my desk.
This is an Apple product.
Is a product I got off of Amazon.
No, how much?
Oh shit, Matt Berner's here. We got to shut up about Subaru now.
Oh, Matt Berner, what's up, Gremlin?
Anyway,
let's talk about wrestling. Matt loves wrestling.
I got nothing.
Let's talk about wrestling. Matt, I'm challenging you right now, live, to an after work wrestling extravaganza. You and me right now, right here, show me that you want a little taste of the Rolo. I will roll up the sleeves. That's man hair right there. And we can do this, Matt Berner! You and me! Taste it, bro! Yeah! Snap into a little burner. That's what I'm gonna do. Show me, Matt. Shit. Tell me you want it. Tell me you want it. Tell me you want it.
I don't think he's going to. I don't know if we'll ever get that comment.
Oh, man.
I remember one of the dumbest things I ever did to a car. It was when Camry was still there. For those listening, Matt put in the comments, put them baby guns away.
Oh.
Anyway, the worst thing I've ever done to a car is, like, I think I was still training. I was still training on prep deck.
Do you know Camry, Matt Berner is listening?
Yeah, but this is fucking years ago. This is 5 years ago.
Okay, he can't get you. 7 years, though.
And no, it got cleaned up either way.
Oh, okay.
I bought a Dr. Pepper, and I opened it up, and it just exploded all over my hands. And, of course, my fucking hands just fucking I didn't know what to do, so I just continued working on the car. So I had gloves completely filled with Dr. Pepper, and I was working. Do you remember Gabe? He was the one training me. And he's like, what the fuck? I had handprints of fucking Dr. Pepper streaking down the car. It was so bad. It was so bad.
I watched somebody spit a whole chunk of chew in the back of a car once.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
They sneezed. They had a they had a whole lip full of chew, and it just went everywhere. After that, they switched to pouches. Seriously though, Matt Berner, while you're on this, what do you say? You and me tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 3:30, whatever time we get off. Give you a half hour. Let's change in some, you know, adult clothes, and meet me at the rec center. I'll throw out the mats. You and I will go round and round, and I will. I'll finally show you who's your daddy, who's your boss. It's gonna be me. Lights out. Night, night, Berner.
I'm sure he'll reply by tomorrow. Anyway, let's move on. What else we got here?
What else do we have here? We have Madonna and her muscular vagina.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear this.
Okay,
hear
so
this.
Does anyone remember a couple Super Bowls ago when Madonna came out with the M-A-D-O-N-N-A, Madonna, and she was just like 53 years old, and she's cut like she does CrossFit, you know, 22 hours of every day, and she just, you know, she's out there, she has her leather bikini on, and you just see Madonna, and that there's a little bit of camel toe, and but it's not like, it's not a camel, it's an actual vagina still. It's just a muscular fucking vagina. The muscularity in Madonna's vagina scares me. Yeah. I'd be terrified if she started doing Kegels while I was performing on her, because I might come back with a stump, because that is how tight she would be.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, though?
No, I have not.
Her fucking body for 53 years old. Jesus fucking Christ. You know how many times I've jacked off to Madonna music videos? Like a virgin?
I don't know.
I touched myself for the very first time.
I can't say I have. I've never been attracted to Madonna.
I have. Cher is also on my list.
I've never been attracted to Cher either.
Cher is fucking sexy. I'll tell you what, I'd cut off my fucking left hand to fuck Cher for one night. One night inside Cher.
Who was that artist back in the 90s that yodeled? Was that like Jewel?
Yoda. Yuli!
Is that Jewel? Yuli!
That's Jewel.
Yeah. She was like
the fucking still. So
she was like the thrash metal of fucking yodeling. Like she could speed yodel.
Dude, she was so intense. Fucking hot, Jewel.
Yeah, she was pretty good looking. I was attracted to her.
Joe Britt, we're not sure what the fuck is going on here.
That's responding to my personal message. He slid into my DMs. Asked what the fuck is going on.
Isn't that a PM?
Personal message.
Yeah, you said DM.
Yeah, direct message.
Oh,
it's interchangeable. But that's the joke. You're not really savvy on the internet.
I'm not savvy on the whole Facebook thing.
That's the joke. Is like, I'm gonna slide into your DMs. Like I'm gonna be real sly.
I'm gonna read your messages when you're not looking, although your computer's up.
Yep.
Tyler, let's get back to you, Tyler Makaloganhian. Yo.
Yes, speed yodeling.
Tyler, send me an exact pronunciation of your name, if you would.
Are we doing this again?
I would. I see his name is Tyler McLaughlin.
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 McLaughlin. McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. McLaughlin.
It's just like the one chick that makes everybody sad.
McLaughlin. I'm not.
With all the fucking really terrible fucking animal videos.
That would be
Sarah.
Oh, Steve Irwin's daughter.
No.
Oh.
Sarah McLaughlin.
Oh.
McLaughlin. It's actually McLovin. Fuck you, Tyler. You're cool.
Oh, I'm so awesome. Let's fucking quote a movie from like 11 and a half years ago. That movie probably actually is that old.
I think it came out in 07, 08.
07. What the fuck was I doing in 07? I was 20-ish. No, I was 20. McLaughlin. 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 Ah, fuck your name. I like you anyway. This has been a great podcast, though.
Yes, it has.
This has been
2007. Yes. Superbad came out in 2007.
2007. Fuck, I was 20.
I was 17.
I would have to say that we didn't get the broadness that I thought we would get. But we did have a lot of fun.
Yes.
And that's what we came here to do.
It's not quite over. I mean, we can still go. We're not done yet.
No, I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay.
No,
I was like, are you ending my podcast?
No. But, you know, to Brandon Stone, if you do see this, I did not take over.
Proud of you.
I'm proud of myself. I'm really growing up these days.
It's not really about taking over. Like this, my podcast, the way I like it is, I like it just be a conversation. It's not really about who's leading what. I mean, sure, I'm the host.
Let me ask you a question. When you're making love to a woman, do you feel that she should rein everything in, or are you bringing the thunder?
Am I bringing the thunder?
Are you bringing the thunder?
I think it should be an equal thing. Like, you know, that you should each have your goes.
Have you ever had to bring the thunder in such a way, though, that she had to rein you back in? She was like, no.
Like, you're going too hard?
Too hard.
Like, knock it off?
Too much. Like, you are too...
There have probably been a few times, yeah.
You are too far inside me.
Yeah, there's been a few times. There's been a few times where I was like, oh, my bad.
We have a friend, and her name is Amber, and her last name will never be mentioned. But when you were inside our friend Amber, how would you say that was?
I don't know if I want to discuss this.
Next topic.
Let's just say it was easily the worst sexual experience of my life.
I would probably
the worst non-sexual experience of my life.
You are not the first person that's told me that.
I know. Nothing against her. I mean,
let's talk about Tom Gibson real quick.
Yeah. Our amazing fucking group leader.
Our group leader, our sealer group leader, sealer A, sealer 1.5 and sealer B. This goes out to Tom Gibson. If you, you're probably definitely not fucking listening to this bullshit, but
not at all.
I would have to say that Tom, you are probably the greatest fucking group leader I've ever had. And that's not sucking up or sucking dick, because I know you're not listening. Maybe Burner will tell you, if Burner's still there, you little punk.
He's about to wee, lad.
Hey, everybody. Don't feed me after midnight. I'm just Matt Burner.
Did you just compare him to a gremlin? Yeah,
that's what I call him.
Yes.
I call him a gremlin all the time. I call him my little gremlin. He's my mogwai. I fed him after midnight. I didn't know what happened.
Man, I'm out of beer. This sucks.
I'm out of beer, too.
You ran out a while ago. I'm a slow drinker.
I enjoyed mine. If you guys... this is not sponsored or endorsed.
No.
But this is Alpha King by Three Floyds, which is in Munster, Indiana. They are probably, I would say, the greatest, if not the best, microbrewery in Indiana. They've brought us Alpha King, Zombie Dust, Robert the Bruce,
Space Station Middle Finger.
Oh, Jesus.
Crack the Sky, which is the Mastodon coffee stout.
God.
Yeah. Yum Yum,
Gumball Head.
I don't like Gumball Head.
I do like Gumball Head. Every once in a while, I
don't like Gumball Head.
But what was I going to say? I was going to tell you something. You know what? I was talking about Tom Gibson, but I would like to. I would actually like to perform a song live on your podcast. I would like to perform Lesbian Seagull.
You're probably just gonna have to hold the microphone.
I like to perform Lesbian Seagull for everybody. Lesbian Seagull is actually a song that I wrote for a fellow team leader. And then I also wrote it for my favorite yogurt company, which would be Activa. My comedy is much like Activa. It keeps me regular.
Grabbing the acoustic.
Okay, I'm not gonna be able to.
I don't know if this is gonna be able to be picked up.
Here, just help me out here. Okay. goes. I'm a lesbian seagull, and I'm flying so high over a sea full of seagulls. 412 to catch my eye, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum. Well, I'm a heterosexual bald eagle. I'm flying over this land, but I might be bisexual. I'm looking for a woman or another man, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum, so I can cuckum. And then my favorite verse. I'm a hermaphroditic panda, kind of like Jamie Lee Curtis. I was born with both a vagina and an abnormally tiny penis, but they cut it off, oh they cut it off. I can't get hard, I'm always soft. Oh, they cut it off, oh, they cut it off. I'm never hard, I'm always soft. Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody.
That was so beautiful. Awesome. I remember the first time you played that song for me, and I was like, that is fucking amazing.
I wrote that song.
Well, when you started saying Lesbian Seagull, I started thinking, is this fucking Beavis and Butthead?
No, I didn't know about this song when I
really
heard, well, I did not know about the Beavis and Butthead thing, although I do love Beavis and Butthead. But I wrote this song just one day at work for one of our beautiful people that work online. And then I wrote it because we've got a couple of associates who have turned their wives lesbian. And
yes, we do.
We have no homosexual associates, but I've also always been sexually enticed by Jamie Lee Curtis, and I've always found it awkward that I was sexually seduced by a hermaphrodite. So when I wrote the panda verse, the panda is not significant for anything. It just kind of came out panda. And I would think, you know, because pandas are black and white, you know, they're neither black nor they're white, so they're hermaphroditic, you know. I thought to myself, you know, like this Tom Green-esque style of humor, and I thought to myself, Jamie Lee Curtis, you know, she stays regular.
She stays regular.
So this is where I came up with it.
Hmm.
So yes.
Well, that was a very beautiful performance. Hopefully the microphone picked it up really well.
I do await to hear how everything goes. Brandon Stone definitely had me nervous when he said that people freeze up. I didn't think I would have this problem.
No, you didn't. You really didn't. Some people, it's like they're the most outgoing people, but as soon as you get that, microphone turned on them, they see that little red light pop up. They just shut down.
Well, I will tell you this much. I'm not good at shutting down or shutting
no,
up.
No, you are not. So. It's always really awkward when you're quiet.
It is very. People say that a lot. And
It's weird. It's strange.
You know, I would say my happiness is much like birth control. 98.5% of the time, my happiness is effective. The other 1.5, we just don't fucking worry about.
No. So. I like that team a lot. It's a very laid back like team, and you know, we just blow each other shit
all day.
All day.
All day.
And my team, We're basically the same way, but it's we're more split off into groups. Like
you guys are. You guys are very high school-esque.
Yeah.
As we are very, well, fuck you, everyone, we're going to get you.
You also have a lot more older people.
Yes,
on your team. Our team's more on the young side.
Let's talk about the itty-bitty-titty society that we have at Subaru.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that all the women do not have boobs? All of them.
There's been a few.
But are they there?
I don't know.
The itty-bitty-titty community, everybody. The itty-bitty-titty community. Those girls, they just aren't for me. No. Number one, they make $22 an hour. Ew, ew, ew. I like my girls to make just minimum wage.
Once they pass minimum wage, they just start to have standards.
Once you're making over $9.25 an hour, don't call me again.
Ever.
Never. Oh, did I tell you I got my wife back the other day? I got my wife back.
You got her back as like you're back together?
No.
Where does the story start?
Okay, so the other day I was pinching my wife's butt, and she decided that she was going to pinch my butt. And when she pinched my butt, I was wearing nothing but these Star Wars boxers I had just bought. So she actually put a finger inside me a little bit. And
she penetrated you.
A little. And it scratched the outside of my anus. And wow. I told her I would fucking ruin her life. And I didn't mean it. I didn't say it in a mean way. Like I was going to ruin her or hurt her in any way, shape, or form. But we went to Walmart the other day, and she had my daughter in the cart, and they were shopping. And I thought, how can I get her back? And so I decided to go into the vegetable aisle, and I got all the cucumbers they had. Okay. And I threw them into the cart. Then I walked over to the liquor section, and I put about 8 bottles of Jack Daniels in my cart. Then I proceeded over to the medical aisles, and I put all the condoms on the back wall that they had inside my cart. And then all the Astroglide that they had on hand. And then I put a plunger and a roll of scotch tape, industrial scotch tape, in my cart. And I walked back up to my wife while she was buying cereal. And I said, hey, I got everything for the party tonight. I think everyone is going to have a blast. I proceeded to follow her through Walmart. I left the cart at the checkout because I wasn't going to buy any of that shit.
Obviously. Should have got like a jug of Drano in there,
too. But the looks that the people gave
me. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was almost when I convinced a woman I was in prison because I bought so many Pringles.
What?
That's another podastrophe story.
All right. What's like the weirdest combination of things you bought? Like just in terms of like small scale, like you only went to the store for like 3 or 4 things.
Oh, shit. I bought condoms, tampons, lubricant, and dental floss one time. It's as if I were fishing for something.
I think the weirdest combination of things, and I got the oddest look from this not quite senior citizen, but almost there.
Do you feel she was Mormon?
No.
Okay.
But no, she looked at me and like, what the fuck are you doing tonight? Like I had obviously condoms, Pringles, sour cream and onion.
Oh, it's a good choice.
Drano. And Tylenol PM.
This is where it gets weird.
I was there for specific things. I walked out.
I was at Menards. I bought a bag of lime. This is where the story.
Oh, wait. No, it wasn't Drano. It was CLR. It wasn't Drano. It was CLR. You reminded me of the lime.
Oh, no.
I don't think I ever used that jug of CLR either, which kind of bums me out.
Oh.
I probably needed to, but I didn't. CLR is amazing.
Oh, it is.
It really is.
It cleans everything.
It really does. And it's it amazes me how people haven't caught on to the magic that is CLR.
I have to pee very bad.
I guess we can cut this a little short. I'm gonna do something real quick, though. It's this thing I'm going to start having my guests do. I'm going to write down on a piece of paper something, and you are going to say it out loud, exactly the way you read it. Let me find a blank page here.
Could I pee before I do this?
No.
No. No! Why so serious?
Don't look.
Okay. I'm actually enticed by this. I feel like this would...
All right, are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's wait for this vape cloud to fucking disperse from in front of me.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to turn around, and you're going to say what you read.
Okay. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Okay, that's it. All right, guys. Do you have anything else you would like to say before we head out?
I don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Richard.
Thank
Rolo,
you,
Rolo the Destroyer.
Hey, I'm Rolo!
Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been episode 5 of Podcastrophy. You can check me out at facebook.com/podcastrophy. We now have Instagram, and so you can catch me out on Instagram at Podcastrophy Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, if you're not already subscribed, to Journey into Comics on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Google Play, and there's probably a few others, but I don't remember. Maybe toss us a buck or two at the Patreon at Journey into Comics, or patreon.com/Journey into Comics. That gets you early access to maybe this episode. $3 for extra content. Who knows? But thank you guys so much for listening.
Also, real fast, the name of this episode was Wolves with the Dancing.
Wolves. Wait, how did I say that? Yeah, Wolves with Dances.
Stay tuned, everybody. We will next week, we will be reviewing Galaxy of the Guardians, Volume 2. And then after that, we will watching Future to the Back, Parts 3, 2, and 1.
Wolves with Dances. All right, guys, make sure every day you make every day a big dick day. Woke up this morning with my dick in my hand. Girl is to the right of me, just like I planned. It's gonna be a big dick day. Big Dick Day!